Hi everyone, it's Gavin G, the best thing since Wednesday, and you're listening to Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I'll welcome back Elle Jedras. This time, we'll be talking about her visionary psychic abilities. Elle, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me back.
Brilliant stuff to have you back. Elle, remind us about what you came on the show for last time. And because I think, and even before then, like what you've done before and that kind of thing, just to give our listeners a reminder and an idea about your past and background.
Yes, absolutely. I was with you just a couple of months ago, just talking a little bit about what I do, my business, Evolvology, and my Feminology UK retreats that I run once a year. And I think we talked a little bit about the visionary psychic in me. And yeah, so I'm back to talk a little bit more about that.
What an interesting subject. I think this is absolutely so cool. Why do you call yourself a visionary psychic? What does that mean to you and generally?
I get asked this actually quite a lot because I think most people with sort of, you know, this sort of ability generally call themselves, you know, a medium or a psychic or clairvoyant. And I think there's so many names for it. The only reason I use the wording visionary psychic is because I am clairvoyant. So I see spirit before anything else. So there's lots of different types of, we call them clairs out there. So some people are clairvoyant, or which means that they can see. It could be that you can hear. Some people can feel spirit. Some people can smell spirit. I've even been told there are people out there who can taste. Their taste buds change when they're around spirit. So for me, vision has always been something I've had since a very young age. Not that I understood it then, but now, generally speaking, when I'm channeling spirit and I'm working with spirit, vision always comes first for me before the audio. And then some of the other fun stuff comes along as well.
You know, when you were younger, what used to happen that made you think, oh, what's going on there? That kind of thing.
To be honest, I think when I was younger, and I speak to a lot of people in my field, actually a lot of it was fear, because when you feel like you can hear or see something, it's quite scary as a child. So you just sort of block it away. So it wasn't until I was much, much older that I started to really work on trusting what I was seeing and feeling. And that sort of led me to my business now, the Evolvology part of my business as a guide, helping people with self-trust, confidence, and leading that through, because you have to be able to trust what you're seeing and hearing and feeling around you, because honestly, it can be a little bit scary to start with. But yeah, as a child, I definitely had it from a very, very young age. And my mum's testament to that, she knows that, you know, I struggled with things like falling to sleep and whenever it was very quiet or very dark. And that's generally what I hear from a lot of mediums and psychics from the younger age.
No, of course, of course. Can you share a recent reading that you really that stayed with you, something that touched you or took you by surprise?
There are so many. There are so many. I mean, I think one that's definitely stayed, well, there was two actually, but one in particular was a lovely couple that came to me, and the gentleman had recently lost his mother, and he had seen a psychic previously and she hadn't come through, and he wasn't really sure what he was expecting. And suddenly when she did come through, she gave me a very, very interesting image of a toy, something that he actually couldn't remember. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I thought, oh, this is unusual, you know, I'm off track here. But the more I described the object, because at first it felt like a hard object, like metal or wood, but it then felt actually quite soft. And I was describing it, and then we got some colors in, so I could tell it was a light blue. I could tell that it almost felt like soft on the outside, but quite firm on the inside. And in the end, I said, I actually feel like it's like a small blue elephant. And suddenly everything stopped on the other end. And the gentleman was very overwhelmed with emotion, because it was a toy that he'd had when he was very, very young that he actually completely forgot about. And it brought around a lot of conversation around his younger years with his parents. So it can be these tiny little details that actually stay with me sometimes. And sometimes it's the bigger stuff as well. Sometimes it's things like, you know, I met a lady a while ago and I said to her, there's some change within your body, particularly around your womb space. And we discussed her health a little bit and everything seemed, you know, generally the same as it was. And I said to her, well, there's definitely a shift. You know, I generally don't read for health, but I could very much feel a shift in that. And she did joke that she didn't feel like she was with child because she'd already had three or four children, I think four at the time, children. And then, you know, 6 months later, she messaged me that she was having a baby boy. And she was very surprised. So sometimes it can be a small object. Sometimes it can be something more sort of, you know, child-based. Yeah, it's always a surprise. Sometimes we hear music and people, you know, relate to that. It's always a surprise. Every reading is so unique.
Can it be absolutely any type of object? Like,
yeah, absolutely. It could be any object. I've had a lady, I went into a house and she, as I was reading for, I said to her, there is a space within your home, and I couldn't see it because of the room we were in at the time. And I'd said to her, there's a room within your house. It's quite strange, though, because I feel like there's water, but I feel like underneath the water, there is a cupboard, and under the cupboard, there is a picture frame. And I described the picture frame, saying to her that actually it felt like it was almost black and white. But also, one of the things that was bothering the spirit was that there was holes in this picture. And also, because the picture wanted to be on the shelf, and I'd said all of this, and the lady said to me, come with me. And we went into her living space where she actually had a fish tank with the cupboard underneath, and then pulled out this picture of her grandma. And it was one that was used for the funeral procession, and it had little pins in it because it'd been pinned to the board. It is now sitting on her mantelpiece by her fireplace, just where her grandma wanted it to be. So sometimes it can be very, very specific. It's not always like that, but it's yeah, it just depends on, you know, how the channels work.
Mm-hmm. No, of course, I hear that. Have you ever delivered a message that completely changed someone's direction or outlook?
Yes, definitely. Yes. I think I do a lot of business guidance as well through intuitive work. So there's two sides to this. Some of it is actually changing the face of people's businesses and really supporting them to trust themselves on their journey, on their vision to create what they want. And actually using a gift like this to intuitively tap into what you desire can be hugely helpful. And on the other side, yes, I've had a few readings where I've thought to myself, this is going to change their life. And then they've messaged me a year later and gone, everything has changed since I've seen you. So I've had a lady who was working in a particular industry for about 20 years. She was sort of mid-50s, really wanted a career in weightlifting and bodybuilding, and felt obviously at her age that potentially this wasn't going to be something for her. And I'm pleased to say that, you know, after 3 years of knowing her, she has done her first competition. She's about to do her second. She has the trophies to prove it. She's done absolutely fantastic. And, you know, it's sometimes just seeing a vision being possible. But yeah, it can do. It can also help people sometimes out of a darker place as well. I have had clients that, you know, I have had to sort of talk through a lot of emotional strain. And sometimes when you realize that there's actually a lot of people around you, maybe we can't see them, but people around us that love us very, very dearly can actually guide us to what's happening in your life. And I won't talk about specific cases, but I've worked with women particularly who have been struggling with depression, anxiety, and also with suicidal tendencies, and been able to sort of draw them out of some of those feelings just by bringing spirit around them and just guiding them to knowing that they are loved and cared for, because the world can be tough sometimes for everyone. And sometimes we just need to feel that a little bit more. So that connection can actually also really help people.
Absolutely. Have you met other people that have got the same type of skills that you have?
Yes, yes. And what's interesting is, although we, on a technical level, almost do the same thing, we're also very, very different. Very, very different. You know, in every way, some people hear more, see more. So it can be quite unique and different. But I suppose the one thing that we all have is just the ability to open ourselves up to the spirit world and be able to communicate in that sort of way. But yeah, I'm definitely surrounded by some incredible people, which I'm actually very grateful for, because we're always learning from each other. And I think that's part of the journey.
Absolutely. It must be interesting to, obviously, when you meet them and you can share kind of what your experiences are when you know, with what happens in, you know, when you're actually doing a reading and that kind of thing. That must be really cool.
It is. I've heard some pretty fascinating stories, the way people describe how they visualize things, because the way I visualize things can be slightly different. So, for example, meeting other visionaries, some people only see in color, which I'd never even thought of. Some only see in shadows. Some see full images. So even though you could meet someone else who's clairvoyant or, you know, something else, it's just different for everyone. It's quite wonderful.
That's brilliant. Awesome. Can you kind of do the visionary psychic implementation on yourself as well? Can you kind of, or do you need someone else to do it for you?
That's a really interesting question, and I think it's very unique for each reader. So for me, I can speak to my own guides, and I do have a certain ability to connect, but I must admit I personally find it quite difficult. So if I said something like I want to channel my and put a name in there, grandpa, grandma or something, I actually find that a lot more difficult. I find it difficult to actually do that for myself in that moment. So sometimes they come to me. If I want to speak to people, they just come to me. You know, it could be very random. You know, I could be sitting there working and I feel my grandfather come through. But sometimes when I deliberately try to channel, actually, yes, I do find it more difficult for myself. So, yeah, it's quite interesting. But for others, it seems more simple. I don't know why that is. I'll get there.
It's just because this gift that you have is so, I think it's fantastic. And I hope you kind of benefit from it somehow or another as well. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's good though you've got a network of people. But actually, mind you saying that, is it something that you kind of, do you wish to know more about that side of things to do with yourself, or would you rather think, actually, I'd rather not know?
So more about what, sorry?
In terms of the visionary psychic ability for yourself, is it something you're interested in knowing more about yourself in relation to, or you're just happy-go-lucky, you're fine without it, and that kind of thing?
I think I am going to continue on this journey. And I think because of that, I want to keep learning and growing and developing. And I think that one thing I've learned about this particular type of gift that I believe that everybody has it. We just all can open up to it at different times, different levels. So I feel like actually having it all my life, and I really truly believe that now, because I look back and I think I really was seeing that and hearing that, and I just was too scared to open myself up to it. To seeing where I am now, I know that there's so much more. I know there's so much more that I'll be able to see or hear or connect to. And I think that I've learned to trust myself enough now that I always say to myself, you know, hence my business name, Evolvology, we're ever evolving, and I'm ever evolving, as are you, as are our listeners. And I feel like just it's okay just to take that journey as it comes. So I'm not sitting there actively going, I need to study, you know, for this or that in terms of what I can learn. But I do feel like, you know, all the time I'm learning something new, and that just adds to the essence and to my journey. So, and I obviously give that journey back then to, you know, people that come to work with me. So, yeah.
That's brilliant. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Oh, thank you for that introduction into your visionary psychic abilities and what it's all about. Well, what's the most beautiful or moving vision you've ever received?
Oh my goodness, really good questions today. You know, I think this is a personal one, actually. I remember this would have been about 7 years ago. This was a personal one to me, actually. This was for me, which back then was quite rare. So this would have been about 7 years ago. And we were looking to have another child. And we had already struggled to have children for many years. But we did have my beautiful daughter, my eldest. And after much sort of fertility treatments, etc., it was not looking so great for us. And I remember having this vision that I was going to have a baby boy, and I saw him, and my first child was a large baby. So, but what I saw was this very, very small little boy, tiny, tiny, tiny. I saw everything about him, even down to his eyelashes. And I remember thinking, wow, that was a real true vision. And when he was born, and I remember bringing him home and holding him, and my mum said to me, why do I feel like I've seen this before? And I said to her, because I told you about my vision. And I don't often share my visions, particularly back then. I, you know, didn't always share my visions because not everyone, you know, sees them as something, you know, substantially or real. But that was one of my really personal ones, because my son really was everything I imagined him to be, everything. As I say, even down to the way his ears were, he had like little crinkled ears. I imagined that. So when he was born, I remember just sitting down, holding him, and just saying thank you, thank you, thank you to the universe, because for me, that really was a vision that absolutely came true. And it's happened to me a lot in terms of manifesting my own dreams. And I see this with a lot of my clients as well, being able to really say to them, look, you are going to have this, you know, you are going to create this. It's not always easy to trust that as an individual for anybody sometimes, because our dreams are so close to our heart and so a part of us, and we desire so many beautiful things in the world. It's not always easy to trust that those things will come to life. So sometimes when you tell someone that you can see it, and if I can see it, I always believe it's going to happen. I always believe that. And I lead with that. If I can't see it, that I generally think something's not going to be created. But that doesn't mean it won't happen. It just may look slightly different to how you're visualizing things. So yeah, it's definitely one that's personal to me, this story, but it happens to a lot of people, and it's lovely.
I think it's brilliant, absolutely. Have you ever doubted what you were seeing or felt torn about whether to share it?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, yes. I mean, I think particularly at the beginning of my journey, sort of, you know, about 10 years ago, I was more, I think it's still led from that place of being a child in terms of the fear about, am I really hearing this? Am I really seeing this? Should I say this? And to be honest, I've learned very much to trust myself and trust my instincts. And it's not often, but yeah, some things you do say as a visionary psychic or as a medium, and people don't quite resonate with it at the time. But you'll be surprised how many people message you in a few days' time and they say to you, you know, you were talking about this particular thing and I didn't know what it was about, but I spoke to my mom or I spoke to my aunt, and absolutely, they did own that suit, or they did have something to do with music. And so sometimes things that don't resonate at the moment do later on. So yeah.
I just think, I think it's great that in terms of being able to use this skill to kind of, and I know you're very confident in what you do, with good reason. And so I just think it's great that being able to give people such a good, reliable kind of reading around, you know, whatever it might be. And can you actually talk about different subjects to do with the person, like maybe health or relationships? I mean, I'm just trying to throw it out there in kind of, can you talk about those kind of areas with the person as well?
Yes, absolutely. So I get a lot of clients, as I mentioned, you know, that do want to talk to me about sort of the vision of their future in terms of business, because I do have a lot of business clients. But no, it could be, I don't generally work with health, because I feel like health is something that's very personal to people, but it also is ever changing and ever evolving. It does come up, and we do sort of sometimes, you know, of course, work with that. I'm also a healer. I'm a Reiki master. So we do healing around some of the health stuff. But in terms of love and life and finances, abundance, you know, people come to me and go, I just need to know if I'm moving house. I get that one a lot. Please tell me if my house is going to sell or I'm going to buy a house. Or house conversations happen a lot. People always message me about moving a house. I don't know why. But I get it. People want to move. They suddenly decide they're moving and then that's it. It's all on. So I'm working with about 6 different clients at the moment who are all moving either abroad or back from somewhere into the UK. And they're all coming to me and asking me, what's going to happen with the sale? What's going to happen? So yeah, love is obviously a big one as well. Love is a very big one. You know, love is a very delicate subject, and you know, a lot of people want to remain protected, you know, from their heart space. So love is another one I get asked about a lot.
So is it whether the person's moving and about love, they're the two main subjects, is that right?
Along with business, yeah.
Business,
yeah. Okay. This is a big one because people are always nervous to... So people are always, I shouldn't say that really. A select amount of people are nervous to take those big moves. And sometimes they're not even that big. It's just sometimes when, particularly I work with a lot of self-employed individuals. So it's a risk no matter what you do in your business. You know, when you decide to move forward in any which way, it can feel like a risk to yourself, to your business, to your finances. So business is a big one. Yeah, I would say business probably first, and then definitely love and moving house seems to be sort of on a par with one another.
Oh, of course. Have you ever seen something so unexpected in a reading that even you were taken back?
Yes, I have. I've seen, I would say maybe 3 or 4 which were quite more sensitive and more difficult to deal with, and actually they're the ones that normally take me back a little bit. They're the more difficult readings for me as well, because sometimes you can visualize, see, feel, even smell sometimes what an individual may have gone through before passing. And that can be quite difficult. You know, I did a reading just this week where I had to stop and sort of clear my throat, take a drink, because I felt like, you know, my breath was being taken away. And that was very much the case for the lovely individual that had passed, who had struggled for quite some time with her breathing. And it can be stuff like that that can be more difficult to deal with. Sometimes also predictions as well, sort of seeing something on someone's path that maybe isn't always what they want to hear. So for example, without going into too much detail about individual cases, you know, I do sometimes have people asking about love, and obviously that's quite a delicate one if you're seeing a road that splits, and you know, generally seeing that this is not something that potentially may work out, and having to deliver that to someone, because I also very much believe in free will and evolution of every individual. So, but it's always a decision to make, you know, how much we share, how much we tell them. I generally tell them everything I see because it is up to them, but it's always a decision whether something you say is going to make them make a decision. And then that's where I always consider free will, to ensure that they have the knowledge they need to make a decision. So yeah.
If your gift had a message for the world right now, what do you thought it would be?
At the moment, a lot of the, I call them downloads, when I get thoughts that just come to me, it could be at any time. They can be so heavy that I have to sit down or write, and it's a very much instant thing. Obviously, I can channel into that when I choose to, but sometimes the downloads are literally, you know, really random when they come. But the biggest thing at the moment is healing and humanity. Bringing humanity together at the moment is really, really important for our world. So if I could share that message, that would be the most important thing, that we look to humanity. We look, you know, as human beings into this world and see wherever we can love and heal, that's where we should be leading from.
Can you also feel what's going on in the world and see and that kind of thing? Do you get energy from that?
I do, yes. And that actually is probably one of the most difficult things sort of my world, actually, because when things are moving in the world in certain ways, it's very hard, particularly if you know what's happening in the world, it's very hard not to energetically pick up on things. So just things like, I'm trying to go back, further back, rather than what's happening in the world now, but there was some earthquakes in Turkey a few years ago that were quite significant. And the 2 days before that, I was feeling very, very heavy. And when I saw what had happened, I was sort of floored for about a week. And it was a very difficult thing because I wasn't watching it on the news. I wasn't really, you know, I was hearing it a bit on the radio and like I wasn't really tuning into it to get all the knowledge. But I was very aware that it was happening. I was being woken during the night as well, which is quite unusual. And it just felt like the energy of the world was so heavy that it was, yeah. So, sometimes I very much feel things, just including things like personal stuff as well. So, you know, I've been known to know things that are going to change within my family or distant family, and then get a phone call in the morning, and I'm like, oh, okay. So it's, I feel like this is actually a gift from my mother because she used to say this to me, and I thought she was joking when we were young. When I can predict the future, and I used to think she was joking, but I understand now that actually it wasn't about knowing what was going to happen. It's a feeling. It's a real sort of intuitive feeling that you get when you know something's coming or changing.
Does your mum have the same skill? Is that, did you? Sometimes some people, they get it from family, or it could be from DNA. I don't know how it works. This is all really beyond me. I just think the whole thing's amazing. But does your mum have the same ability or some kind of ability or anything like that?
I believe so, yes. So my mum hasn't really developed those skills the way I have. But looking back now, I think, and now she can see my journey. She's been sort of working on her own development. But my grandmother also used to tell me these stories. And actually, she was the one, she passed a few years ago, but she was actually the one that made me realise that this even was a thing. You know, it was an ability that you could have. And I first noticed it when she told me about a vision that she used to have all the time. And the only thing I could think was, oh my goodness, this is the same vision that I have all the time. And it was a very specific being that used to come into her dreams. And although it wasn't a scary being, she was scared of it. And I thought that's really strange because she described this being as exactly what I would see that I was also scared of. And it was about around that time, which would have been about 20 years ago now, I remember thinking, hang on a minute, if she has these abilities and seeing these figures, maybe that's why I'm so scared, because I used to be very scared to go to sleep and of the dark, like I said, because of what I was seeing and feeling, thinking these were all really, really scary things. But actually it wasn't. I was just sensing spirit around me. And because of the senses of our body, I was then sort of creating images that were then frightening me, you know, from a young age, 7, 8, 9. I remember thinking, gosh, am I ever going to be able to sleep like any other child? So yeah, I genuinely very much believe that. And as I say, I think it belongs in all of us as well. I really do believe that everybody has, we are soul beings. You know, I believe that our soul is, you know, obviously is the thing that we live from, and our body is the vessel that we live in. So if that is true, then I believe that we can all on a soul level connect with, you know, the outer world or spirit world. It just depends on if we're ready to, if we want to. So yeah.
We're all kind of, I always hear this, I mean, I'm not sure. We're all kind of connected, is that right? We're all kind of connected human beings. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I do. I think we are connected because this is an unusual one, but I'll give you one of my visuals that I always see. So when we talk about human beings and frequencies and our energy levels, and I believe that we're all connected to the universe, to the source. Now, if you just imagine that as a big radio station up in the sky, and just like this is a radio station, we have to tune in, don't we? In order to listen to, you know, UK Health Radio, we need to tune into that particular frequency, otherwise we're going to go off somewhere else. So I feel like we are all radio stations. We all have our own frequency. We're all connected to the universe. But if we're all connected to the universe, then we're all technically connected. So I'm going to say yes to that. I'm not sure if everyone believes that, but I do very much believe that, you know, being a human being makes us connected. You know, being part of this universe, this world, means that, yeah, we are all connected in some way, which is why I lead with, again, you know, love and humanity has got to be what we lead with, because that's what we each want to feel, I think, as well.
Mm, no, absolutely. We'll just go to another quick head break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sahil, do you ever receive messages for people when you're not in a session, like in the supermarket or out with friends, just randomly?
Yes. Yes. And sometimes it happens in the weirdest of ways. Sometimes I could be walking around and I'm like, oh, hello. I think the weirdest one for me was quite a few years ago now, and it was the first time I really experienced it. But I went in for the first time to see a lady who was giving me a special facial, and I'd never met this lady before. She was absolutely lovely. She was talking a little bit about herself, and we were just chatting away whilst having this lovely facial. And she'd mentioned her husband, and straight away I felt like this energy come through, who was really knocking on the door, I have to say. She really, really wanted to sort of give me a message. And I remember thinking, it's not the time for this. It's not the time for this. And it did end up coming out. And the lady had to stop the entire sort of service because she was so taken aback. And I did learn that actually sometimes it's not always appropriate to give people the message. However, she was so grateful. She was so, so grateful. It turned out actually that she was about to be married to this lovely man, and that he actually didn't have a lot of family around him. And the grandmother, unfortunately, had passed before the wedding. And she just wanted to leave a message to say, hey, look, you know, I would love to be there. And she also mentioned a little trinket that was hiding away that should be on the shelf. So she said she's going to get that out. And it was just, yeah. So sometimes it's sort of when it's on my own, and sometimes it can be in just the strangest of places. I generally don't try and share them with people unless I'm in a session as well, and I'm a little bit better at controlling it now. But yeah, sometimes I'm just like, oh, hello. And yeah, it's it's always a little bit more tricky, but yeah, it does happen.
Oh cool. What's something people often misunderstand about what you do or about psychic work in general?
I think some people that come to me do genuinely believe that you can somehow channel anything and anyone at any time. That's a big one I get. And that's not always the case. And there's been cases, you know, it's rare, but it does happen where someone will come to see me and want to speak to someone very, very specific in spirit. And I just can't connect with them in any way. And that can be very difficult for people because they've come to a session for that reason. And people generally think that that's, you know, the other people I get, which isn't always the funnest comment, but people always say, oh, I can't believe that you can see, you know, dead people, which I always find a little bit overwhelming when I hear that, because it's not quite the case. You know, what we are channeling is the spirit of someone. You know, yes, sometimes I'll say to you, oh, you know, this person's tall and slim and has dark hair, or they're smaller, or they're young, or they're old. So we do have a certain amount that, you know, I personally can see and feel. But it's not quite as heavy as saying, you know, I can just see, you know, it's not quite like that. And you don't always see, like, I don't turn left and see thousands of spirit. It doesn't quite work like that. But they're the things I get asked the most.
And has using your gift changed how you see yourself or your life path?
Very much so. Around the self-trust. And I think that's why I decided that actually I really wanted to use that part of my self-trust journey and sharing with people what my journey's looked like for the last sort of 10, 15 years. because I think that that's actually, because people talk about confidence a lot. We have a lot of confidence coaching and confidence support groups, but I feel like it's slightly separate to trusting ourselves. To really, really trust yourself is to be able to sort of not just look outwards, but look inwards. I don't know if you've ever had that moment, Gavin, when you look outside the window and you think, if a bird flies past, I know I need to do something, or it's a sign if I see this, or, you know, or if I hear a noise in a minute out the window, it's a sign that I should take that opportunity. And I hear it all the time. And I've done it. I've looked outside, and, you know, or whatever it may be. For me, it was about learning to go inwards. It was about learning to quieten things enough to go inwards. So my self-trust journey, very briefly, was someone who wouldn't be doing this 15 years ago. I didn't have that trust in myself or confidence in myself. And so it's been a real journey. So being able to sit down and go, actually, I believe what I'm seeing and I believe what I'm hearing, and be able to share that with somebody, was a massive thing for me. It was a really big step that I took. And once I started doing it, it built on that confidence. So my life now is very different based on that, just in all my areas. The way I work with my husband, we are very, very connected all the times. I don't need as much reassurance, validation, because I trust my judgments, my thoughts. I was definitely a big overthinker. Very much procrastination was my biggest thing. It held me back in so many areas of my life, including family. And being able to, again, trust myself in this way has been a massive gift, a huge gift. So that's been my biggest journey, and it all leads back to, I think, this work.
What daily or spiritual practices keep you connected and clear in your work?
There's a few things that I do every day, but I want to share the most important thing. And I think it's the hardest thing sometimes people to do is just to take a moment. And I know that's not very detailed. I do lots of different things, but I do feel like taking a moment and recognizing that as well. I'm always checking in and going, how am I feeling? You know, how am I looking after myself? It could just be the case of just sitting down for an extra 5 minutes or something like that. Since slowing down a little bit and taking those moments, I feel more connected to myself. There are other rituals that I do. Obviously, I speak to my guides a lot more than I do. As I said, I don't look outwards as much anymore. I try to look inwards. I like to ask myself, and not just myself openly, but even different parts of my body, including my mind, my heart, my womb space. I ask the questions inwards to see what those answers are. I also have some sort of outer practices that I do, of course, as well. But I think they all add up to just being able to keep connecting, keep taking those moments. Because when life is really, really busy, which it is for most people, when life is really, really busy, we don't notice things as much, including ourselves. We don't notice ourselves. We don't think to ourselves, how am I feeling right now? Have you ever set an alarm every single day, several times a day? And every time it goes off, for example, you go, how am I feeling right now? And I do this with my clients sometimes. I just do it for 3 days, set some random alarms throughout the day, obviously when it's appropriate as well. And when that alarm goes off, just put everything down and just say to yourself, how am I feeling right now? And it can be those simple things that actually really help you to connect to yourself, which in turn start to help you connect to, you know, that sort of outer world of spirit.
What's the one thing you wish more people knew about developing their own intuition?
I think it's going to be the same answer. I think it's going to be to trust themselves. I think that is the most important thing. The most important thing. People that come to me and say, I want to develop my skills. I always say to them, then we need to work together and I'll help guide you on trusting yourself. And, you know, I host sessions where people get to sort of just try to channel. And so it's a channeling session. And it always surprises me. We sit two people together who have never done this before, and we have a certain sort of, obviously, routine that we follow. But by the end of it, they'll channel something for each other. And 9 times out of 10, one will always say something to the other one that absolutely connects. And it just shows that we have to be able to be in a position, which I create that safe space for everyone to do that, to trust ourselves, which people do in then that space, because that's what they're there to do. And you'll be surprised the messages that come through. You know, it's pretty incredible.
It's brilliant. If people want to find out more about, you know, what you do, and, you know, they want a reading or anything like that, where can they find you?
So they can look me up on El Jedras, and Facebook is where I normally am. So you have to just come find me on El Jedras. I'm pretty much everywhere. or we pop a link in for my link tree, and all my information is in there as well.
If you could leave anything for our listeners, just a few more bits of advice, what would you say?
I would like to say to everyone just to know that everybody has a guide that's with them, there to protect them and love them and care for them, and just to believe in that, because knowing that there's that extra protection around you can make people feel really secure and loved, and I think that's really important.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you very much, Elle, for coming on the show. Brilliant to have you on.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me back.
And thank you to our listeners. You know you can find me at GavinJ417 on Instagram. Until next time, take care.